Low energy, lack of drive, no ambition, random weight gain across your chest and your belly, low mood, crap sleep, just feeling like you're living life in a funk. These are all symptoms of low testosterone that we suffer from in our 40s. So it's no wonder that we want to increase our testosterone levels naturally after 40 to thrive again, to get in shape and just feel like ourselves again. So that's what I'm talking about today, how to increase your body's testosterone production naturally without doing anything sketchy so you can feel yourself again and thrive. I'm Chris and this is the Men's Fitness After 40 podcast. I'm a gym owner, a men's lifestyle coach, but I'm also a tired, busy dad of three who's no spring chicken anymore. This show helps guys over 40 to turn their out of shape ship around to get a body you and your missus are proud of, to get healthier, slimmer and stronger, but without turning your crazy busy life upside down. So today we're talking about how to crank up your body's testosterone production capabilities naturally, nothing sketchy at all. Because having symptoms of low testosterone is a crappy situation for us to be in. We're in a low mood, maybe a little bit depressed and lacking ambition in general in life, in our careers and home lives. But also physically we suffer because we gain weight randomly across our chests and our bellies. We start to lose muscle even if we're working out in the gym and doing our best. Our sleep starts to suffer, our metabolism slows down. We're in a world of pain and we're often not sure what, if anything, we can do to turn this ship around. So two things cause this decrease in our testosterone levels as we age. So number one, our total testosterone production decreases about 1% every year from about our mid-30s onwards. And there's not much we can do about that slight decrease. But then our lifestyle habits cause our stress hormones to increase too high and our female hormones, estrogen, to increase too. Both of those things force testosterone levels unnecessarily low. And that leaves less free testosterone available for us to get the body shapes that we want and feel like ourselves. Now, I've just mentioned two things there, total testosterone production and free testosterone. It's important to know the difference because if we don't understand the difference between those two things, then the solutions that we put in place might not necessarily work. So total testosterone is all the testosterone that our body produces, everything that's available in our bloodstream, and most of it binds to something called SHBG, sex hormone binding globulin, and albumin. But then free testosterone is everything that's left over after that process that can connect with the testosterone receptors in our body's cells. That allows us to build strong bones, strong muscles, lift our mood, feel like the confident, healthy man that we want to be. So free testosterone is a vitally important thing to have available. So we want our bodies to be producing as much total testosterone as possible at our age. We don't want to be doing anything that stops our body producing as much as it could be. But then we want to make sure that our lifestyle habits aren't causing too much testosterone to be bound to SHBG, because then that doesn't leave very much free testosterone left over for us to stay in shape, stop putting on weight, and feel like the healthy, happy guys that we want to be. And that's why it's important to understand the difference between total testosterone and free testosterone, because it's very possible, and I'm a prime example just a few years ago, to have super healthy levels of total testosterone being produced. So I got a blood test done. My total testosterone levels were perfect at my age, higher, actually a little bit higher than average for a guy my age. However, I was still suffering from some of those symptoms of low testosterone that I mentioned before. I was gaining weight, I was losing muscle, I was just feeling like in a bit of a funk. Delving into the figures in the blood test though, it showed that my free testosterone levels were far too low and my SHBG levels were far too high. Something was going on in my life that was causing too much of my total testosterone to get bound to SHBG, leaving not enough free testosterone available, and I was suffering. That's why it's important to understand the total testosterone and free testosterone conundrum. Because very often if we're suffering from any of those symptoms of low testosterone, we think, okay, maybe I need to get on testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, or maybe I need to buy some sketchy supplement that I've found online to increase my testosterone levels. And that's not always going to be necessary because you don't need more total testosterone. you need more free testosterone to be available by looking at your stress hormones and lowering estrogen. We need to fix whatever's going on in your life that is stealing too much of your total testosterone. We need to stop the steal. So to cover all the bases when we're talking about how to increase your testosterone levels after 40, we need a two-pronged attack. Number one, we need to make sure that your body is producing as much total testosterone as it possibly can at your age. Then number two, we need to make sure that as much free testosterone is being made available by looking at your lifestyle habits. So let's dive in to how we're going to attack on both fronts. Now, how do we maximize our total testosterone production? How do we make sure that our bodies are producing as much total testosterone as we can naturally at our age? Four things. Number one, you need to start working out. You need to start challenging your muscles with some strength training and some hypertrophy training. So lower reps, heavy weights, but also higher reps on slightly lighter weights. Challenge the muscles, send the signal to your body. This guy's working hard. We need to up our testosterone production. Second thing, you need to prioritize your sleep. Our bodies need to recover mentally and physically enough every night by you getting around 8 hours sleep. If we don't do that, we start to suffer from sleep deprivation and it decreases our natural total testosterone production. How do you sleep more? Well, stick to some type of sleep schedule. Get to bed at the same time every night, say 10:30. If you need to get up at 6:30 or 7 the next day, switch off your screens about half an hour before you go to bed in order for your body's melatonin production to kick in properly so you can fall asleep rather than lying there in bed wired even though you're trying to fall asleep. And also avoid alcohol before bedtime. Alcohol stops your body falling into a deep sleep. Even if you're asleep, it's not a good quality sleep. Without a good deep sleep, we don't recover sufficiently and our testosterone production is decreased. Third thing, we need to look at your diet. I just mentioned booze. If we have too much booze in our diets, certainly during the week, that increases our body's estrogen production, which decreases our total testosterone again. Also, if your diet in general is a little bit crappy, based too much on high GI carbohydrates, processed foods, just easy stuff and not enough protein, then you're going to start gaining weight. That's going to decrease testosterone. If you can focus most of your diet on high quality protein sources, fruits and vegetables, minimal carbohydrates, certainly if you have a sedentary lifestyle, that is a lot better for your health, a lot better for your waistline, and it will ensure your total testosterone production is on point. And lastly, number four, supplements. So if you can't get outside that often, if you work in a dingy office with no natural light, then vitamin D is a great supplement to use because it ensures adequate testosterone production. Another good supplement for testosterone is zinc, either by itself or as a part of ZMA. So that is total testosterone sorted. Now what we need to do is look at free testosterone. Remember, we need to have enough free testosterone available in order to thrive, in order to stop this random weight gain across our chest and bellies, in order to lift our mood, in order to regain that drive that's been missing. So how do we retain as much free testosterone as possible? So we need to control cortisol, our stress hormone. If cortisol levels are too high, that causes too much total testosterone to bind to SHBG, which leaves not enough free testosterone left over for us. So how do we control cortisol levels? Number one, we need to manage stress and sleep. So how do we manage stress? It's all very well me just telling you, hey, stop stressing so much. That's not going to work. But we can take some steps to decrease stress in our lives. Certainly, I find getting out for walks, just being alone with my thoughts, working through things helps to decrease my stress levels. Also, even half-assed mindfulness, 5 or 10 minutes, just having a think about what's going on in your life, what's stressing you out, can help to decrease stress and cortisol levels too. Then we come to sleep. So sleep helps us recover physically from workouts and being active, but also sleep helps us to recover mentally. If we're sleep deprived, you're not able overnight to work through everything and cortisol levels will stay far too high. So we need to take some steps to manage stress and ensure that we're prioritizing sleep to control cortisol. Also, there's a couple of supplements we can do to help retain as much free testosterone as possible. Ashwagandha has been proven to lower cortisol levels, and also boron has been proven to stop that excessive binding of total testosterone to SHBG, that thing that we don't want because we want as much free testosterone as possible. So that's just a couple of supplements that can help us along the way too. So that's our two-pronged approach. We need to make sure total testosterone production is on point, and then we need to make sure that we are maximizing the amount of free testosterone that's left over to help us to feel ourselves, to get in shape, to stop gaining weight across our belly and chest, to lift our mood and to thrive again. So I hope that's clear and has helped you to understand how to increase your testosterone naturally after 40. Be sure to check out offacoach.com. There's free ebooks and free video courses for guys just like you, over 40, maybe a bit out of shape, fed up with being out of shape, but wanting to thrive again. So check that out, and I'll chat soon, mate. Take care.